أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل متعنا هؤلاء وآباءهم حتى طال عليهم العمر، أفلا يرون أنا نأتي الأرض ننقصها من أطرافها، أفهم الغالبون. قل إنما أنذركم بالوحي، ولا يسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ما ينذرون. ولئن مستهم نفحة من عذاب ربك ليقولن يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين. These are from ayah 44 to ayah number 46 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala began the discussion, the question that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to put to the Quraysh and every disbeliever, that who is that person, kul may yakla'ukum bil layli wan nahar, who is that person that will protect you day and night from ar-Rahman, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks particularly about the Quraysh of Makkah, and then this will be extended to every other nation that disbelieved in Allah. بَلْ مَتَّعْنَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ. Certainly, we had granted opulence, we had granted luxury, we had granted material benefits. هَٰؤُلَاء, to these people, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, not only them, وَآبَاءَهُمْ, and even their forefathers. Allah Ta'ala created that situation. They used to travel to Syria in the summer. They used to travel to Yemen in the winter. And they used to trade. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought that situation where the traders began to come to Makkah. And Allah made it a hub. And in that way, it became a means of their luxury. It became a means of a good life. Allah says, حَتَّى طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ. Until, now al-umur actually will mean life, but until generations had passed. Many, many generations passed in this way. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saw to their needs. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Now, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come in their midst. Allah had given them dunya. They were short of deen, they were short of iman. Now Allah Ta'ala sees to their spiritual needs. Allah sends the best of all the anbiya, the best of all the creations of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to them, with the best of all kitabs, the Quran Sharif, for them to bring deen into their hearts, into their lives. But then they disbelieved. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying to them that do they not see, anna na'ti al-ardha nanqusuha min atrafiha, that we began to deplete, we began to decrease the land from its boundaries, from its borders. What does this mean? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the fact that now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam left Makkah, he went to Medina Munawwara. So Medina, that was also a hub of kufr and shirk, now becomes Darul Islam. When it becomes Darul Islam, it cuts the borders of kufr and the kuffar. And then we find in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many tribes accepted Iman and Islam, and now that cut into the land of kufr, and those lands became now Darul Islam. We will find Khaybar. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala granted Fateh Khaybar to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that way, they became cramped in their own land, because now there was Iman that was proliferating and Iman that was continuously growing in their own midst. And Allah says, أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. In this way, would they be dominant in the kufr? Never. Allah Ta'ala then showed in the 8th year of the Nubuwat, in the 8th year of the Hijrat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fateh Makkah had come, and of course Islam became dominant. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, whatever I speak, whatever I warn you, it is all by the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ولا يسمع الصم الدعاء. But the deaf cannot hear the call of Allah Ta'ala. إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ, when they are warned by Allah through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَئِمْ مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ, they always ask for the azab of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, if one breath of the azab of Allah Ta'ala has to afflict them, لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ, they would certainly say, destruction be upon us, certainly we were the wrongdoers. But then again, that would be too late. So Allah Ta'ala shows opulence, Allah gives, Allah Ta'ala grants luxury, Allah grants dunya. But for all of that, what Allah wants in return is iman and the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.